too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, September the 19th, 2018. I wrote down 7-9, so it's like July 9th, but it's September 19th, 2018. Hope all's well. Looking forward to a busy, good show today. Chris Lee, VandySports.com, will be here. He's going to preview the Vanderbilt-South Carolina game from the Vandy side of things, anchors away. This hour, besides this opening hilarious monologue, segment two with Zach Orr, we'll have our national power rankings. Hawaii out. Hawaii 5-0. We'll have our SEC power rankings in hour two, ACC power rankings in hour number three. I don't know why. I do know why. But I'm in the greatest mood. I've been doing this show since the day after the national championship win down in Tampa. Came to some realizations yesterday. I'll discuss that in this segment. Among the things that we will talk about on today's show, South Carolina and the SEC announces their 2019 football schedule. So now we know the dates. We knew the teams. Now we know the dates. Win game Wednesday. So we got to do that. The highlighted by Alabama coming to Columbia September the 14th of next year. Then trips to Georgia, trips to Texas A&M, and then Clemson coming home. Coming to Columbia. As my buddy says, to collect the rent check down there. The Clemson-South Carolina basketball series, we now find out that that will be December the 22nd. We now know at 2 p.m. on ESPN2. We now also know, here's one of the reasons why I am in a good mood. Because the 2019 Tigers begin their fall baseball practice this weekend. Fourth year head coach Monty Lee, 22 returning Letterman, coming off a team that won the Atlantic Division title and the most wins since 2006, won 47 games last year. They continue through October and conclude the first weekend in November. You have three orange and purple scrimmages at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. All these are all practices, all scrimmages open to the public. So get out and watch a little fall baseball. And here's a major reason why I'm in a good mood today. Because a new NCAA rule allows for two scrimmages outside competition in the fall. Clemson goes down to SRP Park in North Augusta on October 13th to play Georgia Southern at 1 o'clock. And then on October 27th, they'll host Coastal Carolina at Doug Kingsmore Stadium at 1 o'clock. They're falling into what I'm telling you. Fall baseball, spring football. That October 27th, that is a Saturday, and Clemson's going to be down in Tallahassee. So I'll miss that one. And so we won't be going down to Augusta. But still, fall baseball scrimmages, practice all opened up. Another reason why I'm in a good mood today, the tour championships begins tomorrow. The from Eastlake down in Atlanta. One more chance to see the Tiger Woods. It's going to be a lot of fun there. Another reason I'm in a good mood, despite the Yankees trying to not cover second base or not throw the ball second base last night in the ninth inning in a couple different cases, they did beat Boston last night, sending the Red Sox a message that it's almost October. And the O word's coming for you Boston Red Sox fans. Another reason why I'm in a good mood, today, 10:30, five-star point guard, Porter Gowd High School down in Charleston, South Carolina. Josiah James announces, we think for Clemson. If not, Zach Orr, hide the butter knives in his house. Hide the, don't let him drive across any bridges. We need Zach here tomorrow. Another reason I'm in a great mood. Had someone send me a website that's the single best website I've ever seen about statistics in college football. You can look up long plays. You can look up, like, for instance, I got an email bag question I'm going to send out later today about Clemson's explosive offense. Mr. Orr 24 found this. Tigers second in the country in plays of 30 or more yards, second in the country in plays of 40 or more yards, fifth in the country in terms of 50 or more yards, and third in the country in plays of 60 or more yards. Explosive offense back in Clemson's repertoire. Trying to do a little bilingual stuff for you there. Another reason I'm in a good mood this morning, I get to talk a little bit to you fans about trips. I've only been to Nashville once, just passed through it, but I understand Nashville's great. Get to go to Atlanta. I tweeted out this morning that Clemson fans could paint Atlanta orange. Plenty of tickets still on StubHub. Plenty of tickets at Georgia Tech's official website. There'll be plenty there at the stadium. And I'm expecting 20K down in Atlanta this weekend. Weather's going to be great. We don't have to worry about any hurricanes. So that's another reason to be there. And I want to get into today a little bit of how this could be a big opportunity for Georgia Tech. Throwback uniforms, get their season back on track, marquee win, get the morale back up. But speaking of morale, is there anything more demoralizing than some team coming into your building and running you out of it and their fans taking over your stadium? That's demoralizing. I've seen it happen in basketball here a few times with North Carolina and Duke coming to town. They run you out of the gym and their fans take over your Coliseum. That's not fun. Clemson fans, you got a chance to do that this weekend. And what I include in my text is the final reason why I want them to give me. Not the final reason, but got a lot of other things. Got a son coming in February. That ought to make you a pretty good mood there, too. Get to work with Zach Orr every day. That ought to put you in a good mood every day. But I came to this realization last night as I'm lying in bed that, once again, and this isn't a new thought here. I didn't discover this. But once again, these are the glory years of Clemson football. We're right in the middle of this thing. And this is fun, being ranked second in the country, seeing these five stars play and these All-Americans and these postseason award candidates playing all over the place. So don't blink. This is a heck of a lot of fun, and thus in a great mood. Win game Wednesday, power rankings Wednesday, Chris Lee. But most importantly, I get to spend 3 hours with Zach Orr, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the Orr that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart. And we'll figure something Eskimo deal out here today. Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Morning, Mick. How are you?
Oh, man. Can you tell?
You seem like you're in a good mood today.
The best mood since the show from Tampa. After the national championship.
Well, you must have slept well last night, I assume.
Engineer sleep. But I'll tell you about it later, yes.
Fantastic. Hope you ate well last night. Nothing on the Traeger last night, huh?
Well, we tried to thaw out some chicken that we'd frozen and didn't thaw all the way out. Had to go to Plan B.
Which was?
Those little pasta things you throw in the, bowl. And, what? But had a nice time. My wife, we... this is typical of me. Went and just hit a few balls, came home, and while she did yoga, I worked. Which is interesting hearing the yoga voice. Like, I'm soothed while I'm working with the yoga voice saying, embrace your inner being, and I'm trying to do that with work. And then a show prep, and then we take our dog on a nice walk, come home, watch Little America's Got Talent until she falls asleep, Yankees Red Sox on the TV while she falls asleep.
Boom.
That's good. Saw Neil Walker blast one out of the stadium last night.
Nice little win for the Yanks last night. A little dicey there in the ninth, but nice little win nonetheless.
Just simple ground ball, simple throw to second base is all you got to do. Couldn't do that, but that's okay. We sent the Red Sox an October message in September. It's coming. Going to dagger that old season of yours over there. Going to take care of you, of this special season you got. Win all the games in the regular season you want. October's coming, pal. Anyway, so yeah, try to match this mood today. I challenge you to be in this good a mood today. I need for you to be.
Well, there you go.
Come on.
I'll get
on this train.
I'll do my best. I'll do what I can.
What'd you do yesterday?
You know, a little of this, a little of that.
Yeah.
We're here this morning. We're happy to be here this morning. Today's today.
Yeah.
We have some stuff planned. We'll talk a little bit about that FedEx Cup and what they're doing this weekend for a second segment. Looking forward to that.
Oh, good.
Some of the rule changes that I don't quite understand. I'm hoping you can help me understand those.
In what sport?
In that, the rule changes in that tournament
okay.
that they're playing this weekend.
All right. Texas says Chuck Knoblauch play.
Yes, Knoblauch is playing. Old Chucky Knoblauch.
Yeah.
Brocious is at third. Cheater's at short. Tino's over at first. It's going to be great. Yesterday was a pretty uneventful day. It wasn't too much.
Really?
No.
Was around here before you left.
Yeah, it was a long day before the day even got going.
Whew.
But that's all right.
Have you ever been in Little John Coliseum?
Oh, yeah, time or two.
When North Carolina Duke comes to town.
Mm-hmm.
And they run you out of the gym.
I have not been for that.
And you look around, and like whoever the Clemson basketball coach at the time takes a timeout because they're on one of these 14-2 runs. And you look around the building, and there's baby blue all around it.
No.
It's demoralizing about your program.
You're looking to make somebody else feel that way this weekend.
Now, look. This is Tex Alamo moment. They're going to rally the troops. They're going to send Clemson everything. This is Paul Johnson's chance to save his program.
Everybody died at the Alamo.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
It didn't. But they put up a great fight.
Wow.
And they rallied in the morale of around, you know. But.
Heroes get remembered. That is true.
Right.
But they're not legends because legends never die.
Okay.
The boys are done.
With that said,
mm-hmm.
there's also the chance this weekend that Clemson plays really well like they have the last few years against Georgia Tech.
Mm.
Runs them out of the building.
Talk to me.
And then you look around during third downs and Clemson's crowd's taken over, and at the end of the fight song, besides the woo-hoo, that the Clemson letters are flying all around the stadium. Orange taking it over. Georgia does that to Georgia Tech every other year. Takes over Bobby Dodd Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done this in years, but I did this a few times, and it backfired. You got a chance to go to Wake Forest. We take over the stadium, got beat. Chance to go to – it's a short ride to Duke, guys. Get in the car. It's going to be a great – got beat. So I don't want to jinx them. But it really is a short ride to Atlanta.
Nice little two-hour ride from
Clemson. It's easy. Mm-hmm. You get off right there at Techwood or right there at Varsity, whatever that road is, and
straight
tickets.
Shot.
Yeah, tickets are going to be cheap.
We had somebody texting this morning saying he's downstairs with really good seats for $70 a piece for him and his wife. Can't beat that.
On StubHub, what we did was, since it's a small lower deck, and we've got three of us going this weekend, I got the third row of the upper deck. You know, you always talk about, oh, you're a 50-yard line guy. You're no.
Why didn't you sit downstairs if it's affordable?
At A&M, I told you I was above the clouds. It didn't rain on me.
Mm-hmm.
But because the upper deck, actually, quite frankly, it's the third row of the upper deck at Bobby Dodd Stadium, kind of a better seat. Because you're that low.
Yeah.
You know?
Smaller stadium, 55,000.
Right. So by the third row of the upper deck, that means I'm kind of in the top row of the lower deck of Clemson, basically. So I'm looking forward to it. But $50 a ticket.
$50.
I guarantee you this much. You take your $25 down there on Saturday, you'll get in. And if not, Zach Cole will supplement the difference. subsidize the difference.
Limit one person.
Limit the first 500 phone calls. Get in touch with him. If you retweet this, he'll repay
you. If you retweet this, we will repay you.
So anyway, it has a chance. I think it's going to be a little closer game. But it has a chance to be one of those just demoralizing kind of deals for
you. You think it's going
to
be a closer game?
I think there's, I hate to do like a deal with LSU and Auburn last week.
What part of Brent Venables against that offense in the last couple of years suggests it's going to be close?
The only thing that they've done is offensively against Clemson in recent years is hit some big play action passes. That scares me a little bit. So, the running game, quite frankly, isn't that crazy to think about? Just the weird plays scares you a little bit, maybe.
I ain't scared.
No, I'm not scared.
I ain't scared.
As I've said many times, when it all said and done, this is what happens when 2 and 3 stars play 4 and 5 stars.
I'm excited for it, though. I'm excited not so much for the actual game. I'm excited that this is the last triple option team we have to watch play the entire season.
Can you imagine them being a Georgia Tech fan? When you're winning,
yeah,
that it's a great offense to watch, right?
Oh, it's pretty. Oh, it's pretty.
But, boy, when you're losing, how bad can that be?
Oh, man. It's got to be frustrating to see the fullback go for a yard or 2 yards every single time.
Oh, the worst. Break out the high school 7-on-7 leagues or something, man.
Give me something.
Something.
Throw a forward pass. Do something.
All right, so right now, I'm at a 9.5 on the good mood scale. Where are you now?
Oh, yeah, we're at least a 9.3.
Okay, I'm getting you up to 9.5.
Yeah.
All right. We can take care of that today.
Fantastic.
Looking forward to segment two. What's on tap for segment two?
Again, the FedEx Cup.
Yep.
We're going to talk about that.
Yep.
We're going to talk about this weekend's tournament. Hopefully, yep. Take a little rundown of that list. And there's some changes to the Tour Championship that I want to talk about, and we'll jump into all of that in segment two here.
Looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Canty Foundation Specialist wants to help you out, friends. If you have cracks above doorways, cracks above windows, if you have any kind of like in your driveway, your steps, brick or mortar, any of your bowing foundation walls, if you have tilting chimneys, these are signs. You can get a free quote. They offer quality products. They offer proven services. They offer professional experience. They can permanently repair any foundation issue you may have. So call Canty. Let these professionals come. Just take a peek. You don't want to lose the biggest value. You don't want to lose your home. You don't want to lose your business. You know, sometimes things just aren't built right. Sometimes settlement happens and you don't need it to happen that way. These folks can fix it. Matter of fact, go to their website. CantyCanFixIt.com. CANTEY. Canty. CanFixIt.com. Segment two is Zach Orr right after this.
Do you love pets? How about helping Clemson Paw Partners? We're a nonprofit organization that cares about animal welfare, and we are in need of help. If you would like to help, go to ClemsonPawPartners.org, and please be responsible. Spay and neuter your pets. Lack of doing so causes many pets to go unwanted and are in need of homes. Our mission is to improve animal welfare and decrease pet overpopulation in our community. Donations help low-income families with the cost of spay and neuter and other necessary medical treatments. Please follow us on Facebook at Clemson Paw Partners.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Cole Orham with Tiger Properties. Are you in the market for a home in the Clemson area? If so, you need to check out liveinclemson.com. Tiger Properties is a local real estate company which specializes in getting buyers into their dream homes in the Clemson area. We know about all the homes currently on the market and about homes that haven't even been listed yet. Check out our website, liveinclemson.com, to begin searching for your home today.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union. With convenient services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and Online Applications, you can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit FoundersFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Don't miss the Honda clearance event at Hendrick Honda Easley. The Tiger season's underway, and there's nothing better than pulling up to the party in a brand new Honda. 2018 models are on clearance, and now's the time to buy. Experience Honda sensing with lane and brake mitigation and adaptive stop-and-go cruise control. Have you seen the Honda backup camera with three different views? Honda's all about safety, style, and technology. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Want to mow like a pro? Then look no further than Carolina Lawn and Tractor. We have John Deere lawn tractors starting at only $1,499. Save $200 on X330 and X350 lawn tractors. Plus, get 12 months 0% interest with minimum payment. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, Robinhood is a really cool thing happening right now in the app world, in the tech world. This app allows you to buy and sell stocks and options and all this commission-free. They really strive to make this thing for everyone, not just the wealthy, but these financial services that work. It's really not an intimidating way to enter the stock market for first-time investors. You want true confidence, no cost commission fees. You know, other brokerages can charge like $10 for every trade. They don't do that. You keep all your profits. Its design is probably one of the best things about it. It's easy to use, easy to understand. They also let you view stock collections. You can like the 100 most popular sectors like entertainment or social media or anything on these lines. Analyst ratings of buy, hold, and sell for every stock. You can learn by doing. That's important. Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up today. How do you do it? Easy. Mickey.Robinhood.com. That's MickeyRobinhood.com. Before we get to segment two. Justin writes in on Twitter this morning, at Mickey Pollard. Justin from Dacresville. Today, my wife and I, 9-year anniversary.
Wow.
You know how they're going to make it many more?
How's that?
Because Justin said, she got me Georgia Tech tickets this weekend for the anniversary and a night in downtown Atlanta. First ever away game. Looking forward to painting Bobby Dodd orange. Go Tigers.
First ever away game.
Yeah. See, a lot of people are like scared. Oh, I don't know how to go. I don't know. You know, can't do it. Oh, yeah. Man, this is a 2-hour trip. You can go down, you go back, you can go on the same day.
Listen, normally we would wish you a happy anniversary.
We don't do those things.
It's only 9.
Right.
Let us know when you get to 10, and then we'd be happy to say the happiest of anniversaries to both of you. We hope that you have many, 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 many years together, and hope this is the 9th of many celebrations across the span of your lifetime. And we would be happy to say that, but it's going to be a 10, not a 9.
Look, if your wife buys you Clemson football tickets for your anniversary,
mm-hmm.
chances are she's a keeper. Everything's going to be okay, all right? You say, go ahead and hang on to that one. Congratulations, Justin. That's cool stuff.
The first away game for him. That's pretty yeah. exciting.
You've been to one?
I have been doing an away game, yes. Yeah.
Where'd you go?
You went to
Tallahassee.
Florida State, exactly yeah. right. It was
there's terrible. Something about road games that you have your band of brothers with you. Because, you know, like the guys, you know, your own fans, you get down there and it's like, roll tight, roll tight.
roll tight.
You know, you pass Clemson people on the streets. Go Tigers.
Hey, go Tigers.
Nothing
worse than having to be around that band of brothers when those people get a little crazy down there, start running their mouths a little bit, and, well, you're with me, right? No, I'm not.
No, I'm not with you.
I don't know you, man.
Yeah. War Eagle. I feel uncomfortable answering people back.
War Plainsman.
I don't say go Tigers back.
Why?
I just go, hey, man, how you doing? Good. Enjoy it again.
You don't say go Tigers?
When you know, you're passing somebody down the street, and go Tigers.
I'm familiar with the social premise.
Yeah, go Tigers. Yeah.
Hey, you drop your voice.
Yeah, go Tigers. Hey, man, how y'all doing? Good.
Speaking of road games, I saw on Twitter before we jump into the golf stuff, I saw on Twitter you're going back and forth with some Boston College fans now.
Evidently, yeah, but very nice.
You're talking to BC fans months before we play them?
Yeah, very nice.
What's up with that?
They're getting a little ahead of themselves.
What's happening on there for people that don't know?
Oh, they're all could our game decide the Atlantic Division Championship? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we'll see. So November, let's see. They're newbies, man. They're not sure how to handle this thing yet.
Newbies?
Yeah. Not sure they can handle success yet. We'll see. Could be a good game up there, though.
You're gone. You already got your trip booked? You ready to go?
Yeah. Okay, I thought that I didn't have my hotel booked, but I do, so we're good there. Everything's good.
What are you saying?
Boston hotels, man.
They're expensive.
Woo!
They are expensive. You staying near Chestnut Hill, or are you staying in Boston itself?
Downtown. I've been staying. Last few times, I stayed over there at Cambridge.
Get you one of those duck boats this year.
They won't let me on them.
Yeah, they'll let you on one. Just
no, not now.
Don't be flaunting that you're a Yankees fan. Especially after the Yanks win the next
that's
five
right.
games against them.
Well, win the World Series. That's in November. So I'll wear my Yankees World Championship t-shirt over there. They won't like that too much.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I've been staying. Twice I've stayed over in Cambridge. Once near Harvard, once near MIT. I just like hanging out with my own type people.
Sure, yeah. the intellectuals of
right,
the world.
Right.
You just get around and sit down and have a coffee and just talk.
You know, just a little deli. You know, we just kind of hang out a little bit and see how that goes.
A little deli. A little brain food. That's all it is.
Yeah. You know, just trying to see what if we can come up with any sort of theorems or anything like that.
I don't know if you could spell a theorem.
I'm staying Copley.
Copley.
Yeah. So looking forward to that.
The wife's going Copley with you to that one
nope.
or no?
Nope.
She's not.
Solo. Friday to Sunday. Getting in, getting out.
Oh, boy. This weekend at East Lake Golf Club down in Atlanta.
Yep.
The Tour Championship is taking place. Starts tomorrow, as you had talked about in the first segment there. Xander Schauffele won it last year. A 30-man field, of course, headlined by the Tiger Woods of the world. The Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose, Bryson DeChambeau, the big boys, everybody's going to be there. It's all well and good. Have you been to East Lake Golf Club? Are you familiar with it at all?
You mean have I played it?
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm kind of a big deal. I played East Lake. Yeah.
When did you play that?
The first time the Tour Championship came there, they had a media day. And our former GM took us down, and we played. And it was awesome. The best thing about East Lake's great. It's in a part of town that, you know, but it's great because it was a goat ranch for years.
Mm-hmm.
But they corporations came in and bought it and fixed it back up again. The clubhouse is great because you got Bobby Jones. That was his home course. And so you got Bobby Jones' locker there, and then you look around, like, it's pretty important lockers around there. So that's cool. But the best part about East Lake, besides the clubhouse, Zoysia Fairways. why they have a mountain park. Mm-hmm. Zoysia fairways, it's like the ball sitting up on your toothbrush. Or, you know, like a scrub brush, like you might scrub your tires with or whatever.
Yeah.
And so the worst lie you'll ever have in a Zoysia fairway is better than the best lie you'll ever have on any other fairway.
So you're whacking the ball.
Oh, you're loving it. The crispest, cleanest iron shots you've ever had in your life.
Really?
Yeah, played well there.
So you're not playing this weekend at East Lake?
No!
No?
No.
That's not going to be you down there? Par 70, 7,300 yard course.
Yeah.
A little bit small for some of these bombers in the field. Who are you looking and keeping an eye on this weekend outside of Tiger Woods, outside of maybe somebody huge? Is there a dark horse this weekend that you're kind of keeping an eye on while keeping in mind that there are some changes to the Tour Championship this year?
I want to get those changes because I didn't know about Brad mentioned this a few weeks ago. I forgot about them, and then you brought them up.
I did too, and now I still don't understand them. So it's instead of it, you know, you could shoot the lowest score here this weekend and still lose is what I'm understanding at least.
Yes.
You're giving people strokes.
Next year, not this year.
Mm-hmm.
Next year this starts. Here's what happens. They're cutting the playoffs from 4 to 3 next year. 4 events to 3 events. Also, so in other words, it's the 125 gets you down to 70, gets you down to 30. Mm-hmm. So you skip that 100 list or whatever that thing was, the middle one, the second one. And starting next season, stroke-based bonus system goes into effect. So the player who has the most FedEx Cup points after next season's BMW Championship will start the first round of the Tour Championship at 10 under par and have a two-shot lead over whoever's in second. And third place will be 7 under par. Fourth place will be 6 under par. Fifth place will be 5 under par. Anybody at sixth place would be 4 under par.
Mm-hmm.
So how it would stand right now, or 6 to 10 would be 4 under par. How it would stand right now is they would start on Thursday before the very first shot was hit, if this was this year. And Bryson DeChambeau would be 10 under. Justin Rose would be 8 under. Tony Finau would be 7 under. Justin Johnson would be 6. Justin Thomas, 5. And Keegan Bradley, Brooks Koepka, Bubba Watson, Billy Herschel, Cameron Smith would be 4 under par. Everybody else would be even par.
This seems ridiculous.
It's the stupidest thing the tour's ever done.
It seems gimmicky.
Yep. And, don't like it.
And you're grasping for stuff here.
Don't like it. It's
What could possibly be the advantage?
It's NASCAR-ish. Hey, yeah, somebody said to sound like NASCAR. what they say is that they're going to reward the person playing the best up until then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Call me crazy.
Why not through then?
I don't like it. Don't like it. Don't like anything about it.
I don't understand it. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
According to the tour, restriction gives an edge to the player who leads the FedEx Cup point race heading into the final event, making it much easier for most casual sports fans to understand what a player needs to do to win. I will say this. It is a little complicated because a lot of people on Sunday, you know, like DeChambeau this weekend, if he finishes fourth, but if Rose finishes first and then if Finau finishes, you know, so there is that complicated thing coming down the stretch on that a little bit. But, so this simplifies that.
The casual fan isn't watching this weekend.
I would disagree a little bit.
The casual fan's not watching this.
This is...
The people watching this are people that have watched the last 3 or 4 tournaments that are invested in what happened.
I don't know, man. I disagree that a little bit. I think that this is the 5th or 6th biggest golf tournament of the year.
The Tour Championship?
Yes. It's for $10 million. It's for the Tour Championship. This is the final one of the season. This is the tournament that you crown the FedEx champion.
I'm telling you, as someone who was the definition of a casual golf fan,
right,
before doing the show, that this tournament is not on your radar. It's just not.
Well,
it's the end of the year. There's football on.
So in other words,
you got other things to do.
So in other words,
yeah.
What you're telling me is,
mm-hmm,
you watch the Masters.
Oh, yeah.
You watch the U.S. Open.
Yep.
You watch the British Open.
Yep.
You don't even hardly watch the PGA, do you?
PGA's not good.
It's moving to May this year, so you watch it.
Might be better this year, yeah.
Do you watch the Ryder Cup?
Not particularly.
See, I think that's where you're not the casual golf fan. I think that, I mean, the Ryder Cup, if you're a golf fan at all, you watch the Ryder Cup.
I mean, I'll pay attention to it. I'll watch it this year because I'll be excited that Tiger's in it. I understand that you'll be rooting for the United States this year, so maybe we have a little USA viewing party. Oh, no, you're backing out on it?
No, I found a man the other day who agrees with me, who he's been pulling for Europe for years.
He's an American citizen. No, you're defecting?
I'm not defecting.
Oh.
No, I'm not defecting.
This hurts.
I will tell you this, Mr. Or24. The FedEx Cup on Thursday is better than any Thursday night football you're going to see. The FedEx Cup on Friday is better than any Friday football you're going to see. It's not better than Saturday, but it's better than Sunday. It's better than the NFL.
No, it's not. The NFL has been wildly entertaining for the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, because nobody can make a kick or a field goal. Did you see we had more ties or as many ties in the NFL as we had the premiership this past weekend?
So just to be clear, the basis of your argument for college football being better than the NFL is that they make mistakes and it's enjoyable. So, but the NFL makes mistakes. It's not enjoyable?
Not missed field goals.
Oh, okay. Just making sure we're on the same page.
Touche. Good point.
Friday slate of games. Florida, FAU at UCF, Penn State at Illinois, Washington State at USC. Good games on Friday. Good games on Friday.
Well, then the big better reflected.
For a typical Friday slate, those are good games. The Thursday thing, you might be on something because the Jets at the Browns, I don't have a lot of interest in watching that game.
Well, I'll tell you this. Watch what happens with ratings for the tour championship.
But if we're going to talk about the weekend, college football is going to dominate Saturday, and the NFL is going to dominate Sundays.
The NFL will win the ratings war.
No kidding.
Watch what happens with the tour championship ratings this weekend. Just watch. Especially now. Let Tiger Woods be in contention.
He needs a lot to happen to be in contention.
I'm talking about just to win
the tournament itself.
Yeah. So he's already starting 10 shots back next year. That's crazy. Anyway, a little golf talk. Look, here's the thing. It's football season, and you brought it up.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. I forgot about the rule changes, how gimmicky it was. I wanted to make sure I was reading it right.
You're reading it right.
And turns out
it's gimmicky. There ain't no doubt about it. It's gimmicky. We have so much to do, Zach. Did you see South Carolina's football schedule came out for 2019?
Yes.
We're going to win game that one.
Really?
It's win game Wednesday. We're going to win game 2019 South Carolina season. Also, when we come back, national power rankings. And I only have one thing that's going to make you mad this week instead of three or four. Only one.
Only one thing?
Yeah. One thing's going to really, really tick you off.
Hawaii took a dip out of the power rankings. Oh, you hate to see it.
You know what it took for Hawaii to get out, though?
A loss?
No, a 24 and a half hour flight to play a 6 a.m. game on their standards over in the East Coast against the Army.
I'm not going to sit here and be upset about the fact that Hawaii lost or be apologetic for their flight time.
Long way to go to play a game that early. So anyway,
beautiful places in the world. They'll get over it.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, my friends at Priority One, my wife and I were walking the dog last night. And we look up, and she says, oh, look, Priority One Security, Priority One Security Studios. Someone had a Priority One. One of our neighbors had a Priority One security's sign up in their yard. Looks a lot like the banner you have back behind you, Mr. Or24. And so it's nice to see. Certainly looking forward to when I go to Atlanta this weekend. I don't want to get any texts, but I told you we were in College Station, Texas, and I got text and I got phone calls from Priority One. The alarm was set. It was going off. They wanted to know the password, and is everything okay? So we called our house sitter and had to give her the passcode to key it in, and yeah, everything was fine. She just tripped it accidentally. She didn't mean to do that. So, but it is nice to know, and what's nice is these apps. Like, I can go on an app and look at my cameras about if anybody, you know, who's there and who's not there and that kind of stuff. We had a phone call from a good friend. Our garage door was up. You know, could have looked on the camera and saw all that. It's really cool. It's Priority One Security. Check them out. Priority One's number one. PriorityOneSecurity.com. Protect your family. Protect your business. Do that with your home or commercial residential security with PriorityOneSecurity.com. We'll take a break. Come back. National Power Rankings and some Win Game Wednesday after this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Westside at Hannah. Pregame begins at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Bow time at Bojangles. Make your tailgate even sweeter with football-shaped Bowberry biscuits. Made from scratch, sweet biscuits, freshly baked, and topped with our delicious icing. Bojangles, it's bow time.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-Go and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-Go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-Go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
You do back to school, and Northland Communications has the most important thing on your list: high-speed internet. Learning doesn't end when you leave the classroom. It starts at home. You need ways to connect to the world around you. Get one of the most important tools for success today: Northland's high-speed internet. Whether you're messaging with classmates or studying for finals, you're only one click away from discovering, learning, and getting more out of school this year with speeds up to 100 megabits per second. That's fast. And now, get Northland's best deal of the year. Sign up for Northland's high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month. Don't miss out. Call 888-NORTHLAND or visit getnorthland.com to learn more.
Limited time offer. All rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See getnorthland.com/offers for full details.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easley now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easley will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easley. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at MyBookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
This is going to be my happy place.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon.
Hey, my friend Greg Wells is here in Clemson. He's with the Kiwi Financial Group. They're 100% independent advisor, and they're not tied to any big box advising firms. That means that you get things, you can do your stocks and bonds and mutual funds, but also you can get alternative investments. That's pretty cool. Life insurance, health insurance, Medicare supplements, disability insurance. We talked to a lot now about Social Security and maximizing that planning. How about for those for retirement income planning? As you approach retirement and you're unsure how to structure your assets and retirement income to make it last for a lifetime, how about college planning? I'm getting ready to do some of that, Mr. Or 24. Actually, we've already done that. My wife and I have already done some of this for your children and grandchildren. And then estate planning, you know, working with your attorney and tax professional to make sure you properly structure everything for your estate. They're on a mission to have a positive influence on their clients' lives at Kiwi Financial Group. Call Greg Wells today, 654-5043. Everybody needs to call Greg Wells, no matter what age group, no matter what your income is. Everybody needs to do this. Everybody needs to save. Right next door to Max Drive-In off of Pendleton Road in Clemson. It's easy to remember this, KiwiFG.com, KiwiFG.com. Now, on Twitter, Zach Orr, Jay Perry, or Tiger Daddy 2011, writes in, it's that time again. Can we get the Budweiser this song this morning between 6:45 and 7:10? And Zach, the last time I checked, it is between 6:45 and 7:10. So I think we'll do this.
When you say Bud, you said a lot of things no one else can say. When you say Bud, you've gone as far as you can get the very best. When you say Bud, you said the word that means you'd like to do it all. When you say Bud, you tell the world that no one makes it go all the way. When you say Bud, you say you care enough that you only want the king of beers.
I'm getting ready for it, buddy.
Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech. When you say Budweiser, you said it all. Wow.
Nothing better, man. Only the bad thing is there's going to be about 20,000 people in the stands on Saturday when start the fourth quarter, and that I'll be Clemson fan. I think some Tech fans stay just for that song and then they leave. Go Georgia Tech, when you say Budweiser, you said it all.
Are you happy now?
I'm in my happy place.
That's good. I'm glad. We can make that happen for you and the tweeter there.
When you say Bud, the best part of the song is that, you know, little trombones when you do the little thing.
What part was it?
There it is. Give me the first couple notes one more time, quickly. Just here's what I'm talking about, this part right here.
Hold on now.
Just the little trombone action. Isn't it trombone that does that? You need to ask your sister. This part. Right.
Sounds like a tuba. That's a tuba.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That's a trombone.
Can I say it one more time for you? Keep it going, buddy. No!
Going as far as you can get the very best. You said the word that means you'd like to do it all. You want the beer that's got a taste, that's number one. When you say Bud, you tell the world you know it makes it all the way. When you say Bud, you say you care only to want the king of beers. Go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech. When you say Bud, why say Bud? You say Bud.
How can you not be in a good mood, Mr. Or 24, after that?
Wow.
That's as good as, well.
Well.
Man. Ben from Anderson said Mickey Potter still better singing than Bruce Springsteen. Hashtag truth.
Hey, that's not true. Ben.
I love it, man. I think I'll do it. I'm playing golf yesterday. I actually hit golf balls yesterday at the Walker course. And you can see the practice facility, you know, football facility, as you look over the range. And I'm hearing the Georgia Tech fight song. And they play it over and over and over and over. Love it. Health Care text line, 986-1566. Ray the Coke Man said, I just turned on my radio this morning, and my ears, do my ears deceive me? That's Mickey Potter singing the Budweiser song? My day is absolutely made. Of course it is. Go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech, when you say Budweiser. I love that, man. We need a Zach Orr song like that. When you say Zach Orr, you said it all. Mr. Orr,
there you are,
24.
Mixing and matching.
I just love it, man.
Jingles again.
Wow. That'd be the Zach Orr song.
Hot pockets, yum. Yum.
Hey, let's fly through these, all right?
Yeah.
Now, let's skip the music.
You're skipping the music.
Well, if you want to play the Budweiser song in the back, just for this week, just low in the back, okay?
It's a special play.
Yes!
Of the Budweiser song.
While we give national power rankings. Sorry, Kip Tomlins. Talked to Kip yesterday. He's doing great. All right. I get distracted, but to keep it going. You get mad at one thing.
What's that?
I got tied at 12.
See, that we're already off to a terrible start.
I know, but this is the only thing you're getting mad at, the whole thing.
Okay.
Notre Dame's not look great, but they're 3-0, and they survived, and they did beat Michigan at home. And Penn State didn't look good during one game, but they look really good against Pittsburgh. And McSorley's playing great. I've got Notre Dame and Penn State tied at 12.
I don't have Notre Dame in my top 12. I have Penn State, but they're not at 12. I have Boston College as my number 12 team. When's the last time you looked at a Boston College team and saw them put up 50-plus, 60-plus, and 40-plus in the first three games? Boston College has an offense this year, and they have a defense to be able to back up just enough where that offense can get a lot done. Boston College, number 12.
When you say Budweiser.
So you're distracted. I'll turn it off.
No. I'm sorry. I won't do it anymore. Keep it going for me. Stanford's defense looks great so far. Holding Southern Cal to 3, UC Davis and San Diego State to 10. Bryce Love's back this week. They have a huge game against Oregon. I have Stanford at 11.
I actually have Penn State at 11. Penn State, of course, with the opening scare against App State.
No. I won't do it anymore. I won't do it anymore.
Pittsburgh took care of business at Heinz Field, Kent State last weekend, Illinois, and then Ohio State looms in 2 weeks.
I beg of you, please start it back up. I have Virginia Tech at number 11. Virginia Tech didn't play this past weekend. Why are they playing at Old Dominion this week?
I have no idea.
What are we doing going there? They'll take over that stadium for sure. Tech at 10. We got to hurry up.
I have Oklahoma State at 10. I just believe in what they're doing out there after the big win over Boise. Oklahoma State at 10.
I've got them higher than that. Mississippi State, I've got at number 9. Their defensive line looks really good. Their defense looks stout so far. I hadn't played anybody yet, but a nice win at Kansas State earlier at Mississippi State 9.
I got Virginia Tech at number 9. Virginia Tech obviously not playing this weekend. Should get back on the roll this week. Virginia Tech at 9.
I've got Oklahoma State. Nice win against Boise. Hadn't played anybody besides that. Got a couple of weeks now for maybe Texas, maybe at Oklahoma. Look, they put themselves in prime position, Oklahoma State at 8. They're not going anywhere. They're going to hang around.
Another team that didn't play this weekend, West Virginia. Will Grier will take them as far as he can, and they will only go that far and no farther. West Virginia at number 8.
I've got them at number 7, buddy. I agree with that. West Virginia, they were canceled this past weekend. They got Kansas State at home this weekend, 3:30 ESPN. I like West Virginia.
Stanford, the Cardinal, off to a 3-0 start. Went over
high,
USC. I have them at number 7 right now. I believe in what Stanford is doing. David Shaw.
Oklahoma did not blow out Iowa State. And we all know if you don't blow people out, then you suck. Clemson fans will tell you that. I've got Oklahoma at number 6.
I, too, have Oklahoma at number 6. Kyler Murray is still leading maybe the nation in the Heisman race right now. Oklahoma number 6.
Tua's leading that. I have Ohio State number 5. Give them a lot of credit. They won the game down at TCU. The defense, 2 touchdowns, though.
We have 5 here. I have LSU at number 5. Louisiana State University beating Auburn this weekend. Go Tigers.
I've got LSU number 4. Only team to beat 2 top 10 teams out there. A week off this week with Louisiana Tech. Ordron's got it rolling. He's off the hot seat.
I have Clemson at number 4. Clemson dropped in the AP poll, and I have them a little bit lower than that in this poll at the moment. But Clemson and their 3-0 start at number 4.
I've got Clemson at number 3. Playing a bunch of people right now. They'll start getting together a little bit. Tigers at number 3.
Ohio State's my number 3 team in the country. Even we teased you last weekend. I think it's a better win than anything Clemson or anybody else has on the schedule there.
Georgia continues to dominate. They're going to road. They'll dominate at 11 o'clock Central Time.
Georgia.
And then Alabama. My goodness gracious, 62-7. Alabama's the Budweiser.
They're number one. Yeah.
Hey, quickly, my folks at...
Roll Tide.
They're number one. Hey, quickly, my friends at Katichi want you to stop by. Hey, going down to Georgia Tech, how about this game plan? Play Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, get done by noon, ride down to Georgia Tech, see Clemson kick Georgia Tech's butt, come back home. Or, better yet, stay there Friday night. Better yet, stay there Saturday night. Doesn't have to be home games, road games, going down to Atlanta this weekend. This is easy, folks. CATEECHEE.com. Zach and I are going tomorrow. Can't wait. Katichi, you in for tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Oh, see, he's out. Anyway, looking forward to it. A great place to stay, great place to eat. That Waterfall Grill is amazing. I want you to go by and see my friends at Katichi. Clemson fans, think about it. Maybe coming back on Sunday. If you're coming back, maybe get some Waterfall Grill. Take care of that. Hour number 2 right after this.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Yeah! M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home.